Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. We're trying Instagram Live tonight. Hopefully that'll work for you. Please feel free to give me feedback at either at LockedOnSports or DLock09 at gmail.com and let me know what you think and whether this works better for you or not tonight. So we appreciate you checking in. We've had so many problems with Facebook Live. We may try to switch over to that. Hopefully maybe use the Utah Jazz account at some point to get further exposure. But nonetheless, this is our regular postcast. And Ron, there's a phenomenon in sports that happens when you suddenly believe you're good. Is that what's happened to the Jazz? They've won four in a row, and they believe they're good, and they're just playing very differently.
Okay, now you're looking at it from a team standpoint. You believe we are good. I mean, individually, players, when they get to this level, they're good. How good are they? How hard you want to work to be good? How hard you want to work to be great? Now this team is believing we are good, which really makes a difference team-wise. Trusting your teammates.
What are you seeing that's different?
All I'm seeing now is the same thing we saw earlier with the ball movement. They're getting good shots, and I'm just talking about offense right now. Getting good shots, confidence in the shots, and they're making them. Then you go to the defensive side of the ball. Steve Kerr said something the other day about how their defense makes it made so much sense. And I'm going to look it up while
I'm doing it. All right, you're going to look it up. We'll point out a few things on this ball game tonight. Donovan Mitchell had 40 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. The last rookie to do this twice in a season was Blake Griffin. We seem to be freezing a little bit on Instagram as well, so maybe we'll figure out what we can do. What are you seeing out of Donovan?
Well, first of all,
what was the quote by Steve Kerr?
He said their game is... It's tied to their defense. Their offense is tied to their defense. And it kind of struck me, and I was thinking, as offensive, at the strength of that team seems to be offense because they're so powerful. They keep coming at you. They have so many scores. They have so many ways to score. But he seems to think that their defense is tied to their offense. Now you look at what the Jazz are doing now, especially since Rudy's been back. So their offense is definitely tied to their defense. And I think that was just a great quote that he came up with, and I just associated that with what the Jazz are doing right now.
And so from the Jazz standpoint, Rudy Gobert has just changed the defense. He was great again tonight. I mean, you watch this game, and Phoenix had no chance offensively. Rubio was great against Booker, but Rudy is the key to it. Is that igniting the offense?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And when there's not a scoring center like Tyson Chandler, he is going to dominate you. He's just going to control you. He's going to defend you. I mean, just the way it is. You have a scoring center, he's still going to dominate. He's still going to get the things done, but not to the point what we saw tonight. Mr. Kempton,
join us.
He's pretty good.
What do you think of Donovan Mitchell, Tim Kempton?
Yeah, he's a keeper. He's a keeper. I like him, but he's just so smooth. You know, he shoots the ball well, and then you try to take that away, he goes to the basket. Really complete.
Who does he remind you of?
Dwayne Wade.
So it's so in.
Dwayne Wade.
But Dwayne Wade couldn't shoot like that.
That's what I'm saying. A better Dwayne Wade. But that's.
A better Dwayne Wade?
Exactly. At this stage, when Dwayne Wade came into the league, he couldn't play like that.
Jay Chirino thinks he's reminds him of Damian Lillard. You see any similarities there?
Yeah, a little bit, but I like his physicality better than Damian. That's why I go with Dwayne Wade, bigger, stronger guy.
You know who somebody, I won't want to say who, but somebody else has given me, who knows basketball really well, thinks he's Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson.
His ability to shoot and drive to the basket and make layups.
Yeah, but his size difference takes him away. Dwayne Wade.
All right. Dwayne Wade won a scoring title, you know. Oh, is that what you're saying? Dwayne Wade won a scoring title, you know. You think that kid can win a scoring title? Hell yes, he says. Yeah, no, it's remarkable to watch what
it's amazing what people, how different they are, can see something different in a player. And what reminds you, in this case, we're talking about Donovan, who does he remind you of, who does he play like? And he talked about the strength there of Donovan, opposed to the strength and physical play there of Damian Lillard. And more Dwayne Wade. I mean, you can see all of that, and you see the similarities. So, If Donovan Mitchell is just going to be Donovan Mitchell, how about that?
Well, you know, that's a great point. And I think I've shared this before on this podcast or on Locked On Jazz, that we've played this game for about the first 30 games of the year where we asked who, like what I did there. And it actually evolved into, well, he's just going to be Donovan. Like, he became so good that he was no longer Dwayne Wade. He was no longer Damian Lillard. He just was Donovan Mitchell. I mean, and in his quest to win Rookie of the Year, if that is his quest or our fans' quest, like, tonight's nights like tonight matter. Like, headline nights are what is going to get him a Rookie of the Year, and tonight's a headline night.
Yeah, he becomes a front runner. Obviously, he's getting so much respect around the league, and he's a starter. You know, some of the guys, Kuzma in L.A., not a starter, coming off the bench, but putting up some very good numbers. Simmons.
It's a two-man race. It's Simmons or Mitchell.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's what I'm thinking there as well.
Ricky Rubio was our post-game guest. He was terrific tonight. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. If he had not gotten into foul trouble, I think he rolls into another double-double or a triple-double, and then he certainly would have rolled to another double-double. What are you seeing from Ricky recently?
I'm seeing how active he is. And, again, his offense has definitely been very, very good, gotten better than what we saw last year, maybe. I know he played well against the Jazz, and I know a lot of people had a lot of things to say about him. But I think his defense and just is how active he is, and he keeps his dribble alive, and he develops a tempo, a pace in the game that filters over into other players. You know he's on the floor. And if they're saying, okay, we're going to take away this from Donovan and give Rubio a chance to – Rubio's getting it done. He's scoring. You see his field goal percentage tonight, 5-for-9, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. Those are great numbers. That is flat-out awesome numbers, you know, to be putting up. And you go along with how well, and as you mentioned, that he defended Booker tonight. And so there's some good things, a lot of good things to say about Rubio.
Alec Burks and Royce O'Neal have become like this tag team partnership. They played 48 minutes tonight. They didn't shoot it as well. They were 0-5 from 3, but they had 12 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. I just love what those two are doing with each other.
You have to love that. I mean, sure, when Quinn looks at that, I mean, he's not necessarily going to look at, you know, their shooting percentage. He's going to look at those rebounds, how many turnovers did they have, you know, and he'll look at mistakes out there on the floor. If you're making an impact out there on the floor, both then, you know, you're going to demand playing time. And both of these guys, as we've talked about so often, how well they just rebound. How many rebounds did you say they had?
They had 10 combined between the two of them and 7 assists. And just love the way both. And I actually feel like somehow Royce O'Neal has brought something out of Alec Burks. Like, obviously Alec was out of the rotation for a while. But I also think there's just something where Alec may have watched the way Royce is playing. And it's like, oh, because their skill sets are actually pretty similar. They're both great drivers. They're both great ball handlers. They're both great rebounders. Neither of them are great outside shooters. Their games are really actually very similar. Physically, Royce O'Neal's a more natural defender, and so that's a little different. But it's an interesting how those two have paired together.
And I'm glad Alec Burks' game is kind of coming back, because at the beginning of the year he struggled. Then we saw a stretch there where, you know, the compliments was there as far as him slowing down and playing well. He got during that stretch he actually was shooting a great percentage. Then he went back into that where he was playing last year, and so now he's working his way back. And in order for him to get on the floor, he definitely has to have the trust of Quinn Snyder. And when he gets to the point where Quinn Snyder trusts him out there on the floor to do the things that he needs to do out there to win and make an impact in a short period of time, then, you know, obviously that's going to increase there as well.
Everyone's worth a mention tonight. Joe Ingles was terrific. Derek Favors was terrific. Rudy Gobert was terrific. The Suns are not. That wraps us up tonight. Jazz win it 129-97. They've scored 129 each of their last two. Have a good night and be safe.